Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? We're back with the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite hosts, Briley and Britton, and I mean, we love Christmas, as you can tell, so let's just jump right in.
Yeah. So lately we have been all hyped up on Christmas, obviously, as everyone should be. And we wanted to talk a little bit about that today, but we also know that Christmas is not always the happiest time of year for people. Sometimes it can be a really stressful time of year. Sometimes it can be a really hard time of year, but we know that it is definitely the most joyful time of year.
Yes.
And we've been listening to a song lately this year, and I think it came out a couple years ago, but it's called Christmas Hits Different by Toby Mac and Tasha Layton. It's
such a good song.
Yes. It's the whole story behind it. So Toby Mac went through a really hard loss. He lost his son when his son was really young. He was 21 years old. And he had a really difficult time when they unexpectedly lost him. That really affected like everything he's done since then. You can tell in his music. That's like a really hard thing he's been through. But he kind of, this song kind of portrays like the idea of, okay, this is a really hard time of year because a Christmas without somebody that has, you've always had Christmas with them and with somebody you've lost, it can be a really hard time.
Yeah. I know that was difficult for us whenever we lost our grandfather that first Christmas. It just, something felt wrong.
Right.
But like we were still super like joyful because it was Christmas and we love Christmas, but it was still like, you know, just something felt missing.
Yeah.
Just because like it was different. We like, it wasn't with him. So it was, there was just some different and hard things where it's like we missed him so much. And it was just like, it was a difficult time for us even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think too, like the year that we did lose our grandfather, that it was already late August when that happened. So then when Christmas rolled around, we were like, oh my gosh, it's Christmas time. Cause we've always loved Christmas.
Yes.
We've been obsessed with it our whole lives. But it also then was like, oh, wait, all these things that we usually do, we usually go to Christmas, I don't even know, we like go make Christmas cookies and go do Christmas things and put all the decorations up in the house. And it felt weird, like walking back into our grandparents' house and like, oh, it's not going to be Christmas with him this year. So it was definitely a super hard time of year. And I think it's a little like grief is such a weird thing, but it's every year it gets a little like easier to deal with, not better because obviously we still miss him, but it gets a little bit easier every year. It's just, there's still, it feels like something is missing sometimes. So yeah, it's definitely not always the happiest time of year for people, but that's not the point of Christmas. It's the most joyful time of year.
So when you say like happiness and then you say joy, what's the difference between those two?
So happiness is more like circumstantial because like when we were little, Christmas was all about happiness. It was about, oh, what gifts are we going to get? Where are we going to go? What lights are we going to see? And all those things are great. But those are like happy in the moment things and those will fade away. But happiness is definitely your circumstance. While joy, you can have joy anytime, no matter if you're in the hardest of situations or best of situations, you can have joy. And I think Christmas over the years, when we were little, it was all about happiness. But now we find joy in Christmas.
Yeah, we found joy in what Christmas is really about now.
Yeah, and Jesus is not, I'm about to say something that people may be like, whoa, you're wrong. Bear with me here. Jesus is not the reason for the season of Christmas. We are the reason for Christmas.
Whoa. Explain that.
Again, Jesus is not the reason for the season, but he's the gift of the season because we needed a savior. We were lost and broken. And Jesus was that gift for us. He was our savior. When he came and was born in a manger, the whole world had hope because the savior had come. And every single person is born into sin. When you were born into this world, you were born straight into sin. And that's just the way it is because in the beginning, you know, God created the heavens, the earth, and then he created Adam and Eve. And when Adam and Eve sinned against the will of God, then sin was brought into the world. And now every single person is born into sin, whether you like it or not. That's how it is. So, and we cannot, the thing about God is that God is holy and pure and perfect, and he cannot be around sin. he can't be in a relationship with someone who is sinful. So we, when we're born, we're literally destined to die. We're destined to be separated from Jesus forever. Sin broke our relationship with God, and we only have one way to mend that back together, and that is through Jesus.
Yeah, for me, I was 9 years old when I made the decision to like follow Christ and I got saved. Mm-hmm. And I knew, like, in that moment, whenever I was getting saved, I knew that Jesus had come, like, not only at Christmas, but he then lived a perfect life and died and then rose again. And just mm-hmm. all the parts of his story, I realized that. And what I remember specifically whenever I got saved, it was at VBS, and it was like the night where they were sharing like the evangelistic talk. Mm-hmm. And I remember the entire time that he was talking, I was so uncomfortable. I was like, oh, I know this. I was like, I know I've sinned. I know I've done something wrong. And so I was like, the entire time I was just like squirming because I knew like something was changing inside of me. Mm-hmm. And then I stayed behind like afterwards, and I actually made the decision. And afterward, I was just like, this is so great. And yeah. I was just filled with joy. And I had a big smile on my face the entire day. Mm-hmm. And I got so many hugs. And it was just, that was something. It was like, I went from completely like insecure and uncomfortable to then I was just like bursting with joy afterwards.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool, because literally before you make that decision, you had no hope at all. And
yeah.
then all of a sudden you found joy and you found hope in Jesus, and it literally changed the rest of your life. And for me, so a lot of people say like, yeah, I'm a Christian. Okay, well, why are you a Christian? Well, and they say, okay, well, I go to church and I pray, and I've decided that I'm going to go to church every week, and I'm going to pray every day. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to listen to worship music. I'm going to surround myself.
And all those things are great.
Surround myself with good, godly people. And yeah, all those things are great. And if you are a Christian, that's what you need to do. But those things do not put you in a relationship with God. Those things are the part of religion where you're like, oh, are you Christian or are you this or are you this or are you that? You're either in a relationship with God or you're not. And that's the only hope. The only hope you have would be through Jesus. For me, I know I made the decision in my life. I was 8 years old. I was in our grandmother's upstairs bedroom, and I was laying on the floor, sitting on the floor. I was like, this is something that I need. I knew I had been struggling with it for a couple of months. I've been like back and forth on, should I do this? Should I not? But I knew that I had sinned, and God is the only person, Jesus is the only person ever to walk this earth that has never sinned. I knew I had sinned because no, I was not out like drinking and buying drugs and committing crimes. I wasn't
8 years
doing
old.
Any of that. Yeah. But I had lied before. I had probably stolen something from my parents. Like, I had one sin immediately, like, separates you from God forever. And the moment that I finally understood and believed all of that, and believed that, okay, I need Jesus. There's nothing else in my life that matters more than Jesus. And that's a big thing too, is a lot of people put Christianity on the side and they're like, oh yeah, well, I'll do all these things and I'll say I'm a Christian. If God is truly going to be the Lord of your life, you have to put him first, and you have to say, okay, this is the only thing in my life that matters. And I understood that. I decided this is the day I'm going to decide that for the rest of my life, I'm going to follow Jesus. And once I did, I literally just sat there and cried. This is like, because I was so young, I don't remember every single moment of it. But I specifically remember looking at Dad like in tears, and he was like, why are you crying? I said, because I'm so happy. And I was so excited because I literally had life. I had went from death to life. And that is such a big part of my life now. Like, that's why I have joy at Christmas. Every holiday, there's something that's behind it all. But Christmas reminds me every year that, okay, Jesus came for me. I was the reason for it, and I deserved none of that. That was all him. And he came down to this earth as a holy, perfect child. And because of that, now I can have hope and I can live together forever with him.
And we know all of this to be true because the Bible tells us that we've all sinned and mm-hmm. fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death.
Yeah. Romans 10:9 says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved.
That's so powerful.
And a lot of people, like I was just saying, they think, okay, I can get to God if I read my Bible enough, or yeah, if I'm going to go to church enough, then I'm Christian. That's not how it works. You cannot do anything to get to God, which is why it's so powerful that he came to us, because literally we have no hope without him, and we cannot get to that on our own. We can't do enough. We can't, whatever. It has to be our decision to completely follow him and say, okay, God, I can't do this, but I need you, and I need you to literally be the savior of my life, because I know I've sinned. I know I have messed up, and I'm aware of that, and I'm so sorry, and I want to proclaim you as my Lord forever, because I believe that you came and you died for me. And
like you said earlier about how he is the gift of the season. Mm-hmm. And if you actually want to become like saved, you have to accept that he is the gift.
Yeah.
And he's the only gift to get you to God.
Yeah. And that's literally where our that's literally where our true joy comes from, because there's literally nothing else better in the world. There may be a million things that happen. There may be, you may lose somebody. You may experience death or experience some sort of loss or hardship on this earth. But because I know I have hope in Jesus, I know it's all going to work out.
The most important decision of my entire life was whenever I decided to accept the gift of Christ.
Yes. So if you never hear anything else from this podcast, we want you to hear this one thing today. And that's, it will be the greatest decision you have ever made in your life if you choose to accept the gift of salvation.
And if you've not made that decision and you want to, you can reach out to us or a pastor in your community, anybody to help you to get you to make this decision, because it will change your life.
Yes. So we hope that we've really encouraged you today. We hope this sticks with you. Merry Christmas, and we will see you next week.